This podcast is sponsored by Linode. Accelerate innovation with simple, affordable, and accessible Linux cloud solutions and services. See why developers around the world trust Linode. Try it free today. Try it at linode.com. Enjoy the podcast. This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for TR Publications and the Cloud Communications Alliance. We have with us today Frank Seltzer, who's the channel manager at ConnectMeVoice. Frank, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Well, I want to revisit a topic that we ran in our publication a few months ago, but I want to make sure that all of our readers and listeners caught it. It's, I think, an important announcement. You have a new Clarity end user portal, and we're going to dive into that. We're going to talk about how that's impacted things at ConnectMeVoice and what your partners are able to offer and how that impacts end users and so on. But before we dive into that, what is ConnectMeVoice?
Yeah, so ConnectMeVoice is a 100% channel focused, white labeled UCaaS VoIP provider. You know, our main goal is to work, like I said, exclusively with the channel partners, you know, to get them a solid VoIP solution.
And what is the Clarity end user portal?
Yeah, so the Clarity end user portal is something that we have relaunched recently, back in January of this year. So it has replaced our old end user portal, and really the goal of that was to update the graphics on it, give it a fresh new look, as well as increase the ease of use for the different tools on there for partners and end users alike. Like, you know, our goal is to make it as easy as possible so that really anybody with not even high technical knowledge could use it still.
So we sometimes forget that our ultimate customers are not in the technology business.
Correct. And it's super important to remember that too, especially if you're going to have something that's end user facing that they're going to be able to make changes on and make daily, use of it, like changing their voicemails, changing their call routing settings. And it's important too, like if they make a mistake, it's not gonna nuke the entire system. If they make a little mistake, it'll just be just that, a little mistake. But it is important, you're right, Doug, to keep in mind who we're catering to at the end of the day.
Now, with this step forward, how has this repositioned ConnectMeVoice in the market?
Yeah, ConnectMeVoice, I feel like, you know, and we definitely want to get into this as well, has the ability to really give partners great margins and, ease of use on taxation and stuff like that. But what this does is it really puts us ahead of some of the other bigger players out there who do have, you know, really nice looking portals and back-end systems that really puts us up there against them. And definitely puts us in a unique position to be able to compete with them on that level.
So talk to me about tax. You've mentioned that a couple of times. That
yes.
Sounds like something that sets you guys apart from everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, taxation and billing compliance is one of those things. When you ask somebody why they don't do VoIP or UCaaS or communications in general, that's a big reason why people just don't do it. It's very difficult. It's very convoluted, especially if you do communications in multiple states. You have different county and city requirements that follow you everywhere. And if you're working for a company that you have to do it yourself with, more likely than not, you're hiring a CPA to do that for you. It's just too complicated. But one of the things that ConnectMeVoice does is we've actually designed our own system called VoIP Billing Services, VBS for short. And what we really do with that is we handle all taxation and billing requirements free of charge. It's all part of the partnership program that we do that for you. So with the system we've created, we'll actually do all the billing to your client and we remit the taxation for you. So all taxes are considered a pass through as far as we're concerned. And that's really one of the things, like you said, Doug, that definitely separates us from a lot of the other players out there.
So, you know, with the new Clarity end user portal and your advantages in helping people administer taxation and so on, how have things been since the beginning of the year when you rolled this out?
really great. I mean, you know, so a lot of the existing partners who we have, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from them. You know, I remember when we first launched it, one of our partners actually said something along the lines of, you know, thank you so much for actually listening to us and taking feedback and really following through and making these changes to match our needs. And we found that even from some of the newer prospects, like following the announcement in January, we've had people who come on, they were kind of like in the phase of getting from the old system to the new as they signed in, and they can even tell the difference just from being a new partner, what Clarity was really all about. They can see the new ease of use coming into it, and the new interface, and they really took to it, I would say.
We're sort of in the now, I don't want to say post-pandemic era, it may be a little bit too early for that, but we're definitely entering into a new period of time. And I've been saying on our podcast that the easy part's over. You know, that the 24 months ago, the world was in crisis, but for us cloud guys, it was all about moving people out of their offices, into their homes, and so on. It was kind of not that hard to find a customer. Do you feel that, you know, you're hearing from your channel partners and stuff, that you're giving them enough ammunition to continue the growth?
Yeah, I do. Because it's like you said, if anything, for a lot of people, the last 24 months were quite complicated. For us, not so much. You know, if anything, the original part of the pandemic made selling cloud really easy, because it took people who were so against, you know, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix kind of mindset into, okay, it doesn't matter if it's broken or not. I can't go into church. I can't go to school. We can't go to the office. So we need this. This is something we need. And I think that trend is still following, even with what we're doing now. You know, we did a lot of things during the pandemic to make it super easy to move to the cloud, even with kind of giving different promotions. And, you know, if you sign up now, I'll give you a couple months off to kind of ease the pain of trying to transition everything out of. But I think even following the new, like you said, we're not out of the pandemic, but the new phase that we're in now, I think it's still following that trend. And I think the trend of that will be following for a long time, because, you know, here at Connect My Voice, we kind of know we'll never go back to the old way of communications. It'll never go backwards. It'll only move forward with the cloud. And that's been very clear with the pandemic.
You know what? We have IT Expo coming up. We have the MSP Expo at IT Expo coming up. What's your message for the IT Expo people, the channel partners, the MSPs? Well, you know, to guys that are running a channel partner company and they're kind of looking for some opportunities. And, you know, you've mentioned a couple of times about margin. Margins aren't so great these days. What do you say? Yeah. What are you saying to those guys?
Yeah, so absolutely. So if you're going to an IT Expo, really any show in general, and, you know, you're not really selling a VoIP solution, regardless if you're selling ConnectMe Voice or whoever you're selling, or if you're not doing it at all, I think VoIP and UCaaS is an incredibly important part of your stack. And the reason for that is because I like to look at VoIP and UCaaS as, you know, even if you don't lead with it, it makes you more sticky. If you sell UCaaS and VoIP, it helps to block out competition. It keeps your customers loyal to you. You know, eventually, as this trend of cloud continues, customers are going to more and more want cloud communications. That's just as simple as it is. And if you don't sell it, they're going to find somebody else to do it. And there's some really good salespeople out there. They'll find ways to bring you in with other things. Like one of our top MSP partners, for example, they lead with cybersecurity. They go in, they do a test, they figure out how vulnerable you are to different attacks. Then they kind of say like, okay, wow, okay, I better sign up with these guys and get this addressed. Now that they got them with the cybersecurity, they're like, hey, by the way, what do you guys do for phones? Oh, great, you don't do any phones. Okay, cool, well, let's sign you up for that. What do you guys do for networking? Oh, you don't have that either, perfect. Well, let me get you under my whole MSP stack. But to your point, you know, yes, to toot our own horn a little bit, We do offer really great margins, and we offer anywhere in the range of 60 to 75% for our MSP partners. And unfortunately, with a lot of vendors out there, you don't really see those numbers. I don't know many vendors who you can actually make more than the vendor makes as an MSP partner. And I think that's really important. But like I said, regardless of who you're selling with, I think VoIP and UCaaS is a huge addition to your stack, regardless.
So, Frank, we are recording our podcast today on behalf of also the Cloud Communications Alliance. You guys are members of the CCA. What's your message today for our CCA colleagues?
Yeah, I just wanted to really appreciate the time that I've had with the CCA today and make a shout out to everybody on there. That we're always looking for strategic partnerships and open to any kind of conversation to see exactly where we could be a fit with any member of that kind of community for sure.
And I also understand you guys are going to be attending and exhibiting at IT Expo.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so the channel chief will be there, and our chief operating officer, Chris Van Wagener, will also be there in attendance. We actually have a it is a panel discussion where we will be talking about the advantages of using white label versus a traditional reseller model at the conference as well. So looking forward to doing that as well. And we will be at booth 757. So definitely come check us out at the event if you're there.
Easy number to remember, 757, and it sounds like a very
Yes.
interesting topic. I hope we get to podcast you about that, about those two different
Yeah.
models.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's something very new. I've done panel discussions, I love this topic, white label versus traditional reseller model, especially at a show like IT Expo. It's such a huge discussion, and so super excited to be a part of that.
Frank, I really want to thank you today for joining me. This has been very interesting. I hope everyone joins you at IT Expo, booth 757. Where can we learn more about ConnectMe Voice?
Absolutely. So, if you'd like to learn more, we have, of course, our corporate website, www.connectmevoice.com. But if you'd like to learn more about our partnership program or just have some time to chat with us, a great email to reach out to us is partners@connectmevoice.com as well.
Well, Frank, again, thank you very much indeed, and I look forward to seeing you in Fort Lauderdale.
Absolutely, Doug. Looking forward to seeing you there too. And I greatly appreciate your time today. And looking forward to seeing anybody else from the CCA out in Fort Lauderdale as well.
This podcast was sponsored by Linode. Accelerate innovation with simple, affordable, and accessible Linux solutions and services. See why developers around the world trust Linode. Try it free today at linode.com.